5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everyone, and welcome to True Crime Sleep Stories, where mysteries of the past lull you into a world of intrigue and relaxation. I'm your host, Kelly Brink, here to guide you through the shadows of history with a calming and safe touch. Tonight, we'll unravel the story of Pearl Bryan and her missing head. So settle in, get comfy, close your eyes, and let this somber story take you on a curious yet calming journey. Before we begin, I have a quick note for my fellow true crime enthusiasts. This September 5th through the 7th, I will be at CrimeCon in Denver, Colorado. You can get 10% off your tickets using my code BRINK, B-R-I-N-K, at checkout. Plus, if you show me your receipt at my table that you used my code, I'll give you a free signed copy of my book. It's all waiting for you at CrimeCon 2025 in Denver, Colorado this year. You're not going to want to miss it. Now dim the lights, take a deep breath, and join me as we wander into another dark story to soothe your senses. In the chilling winter of 1896, the quiet town of Greencastle, Indiana, was rocked by an event so unsettling it still reverberates through the annals of true crime history. Pearl Bryan, a vibrant 22-year-old who spent her Sundays teaching at the local church, vanished under mysterious circumstances. She was last seen setting off on what her family believed was a mundane trip to visit a friend in Indianapolis. What they didn't know was that Pearl carried a secret. She was 5 months pregnant. Her disappearance soon spiraled into a tale of horror that would grip the nation. Less than a week after her departure, a grisly discovery was made over 150 miles away in Fort Thomas, Kentucky. Pearl's decapitated body was found, with her head severed just below the fifth vertebrae. Despite exhaustive searches, her head was never recovered, casting an enduring shadow of mystery over her tragic fate. Pearl's story began to take shape in the spring of 1895 when she met Scott Jackson, a man whose charm masked a sinister intent. Unbeknownst to her family, Pearl had fallen pregnant by Jackson, who lured her to Cincinnati, Ohio, under the pretense of arranging an abortion. However, instead of offering her the assistance she desperately sought, Jackson orchestrated her murder, forever sealing Pearl's fate in one of the most sensational crimes Northern Kentucky had ever witnessed. Despite the passage of time, Pearl Bryan's story refuses to be forgotten. Her brutal murder and the enigma of her missing head continue to captivate true crime enthusiasts and historians alike. Some even say her restless spirit haunts Bobby Mackey's music world in Wilder, Kentucky, a testament to a life tragically cut short and a mystery that remains unsolved. Pearl Bryan emerged into the world as the youngest of 12 children born to the esteemed Alexander S. Bryan and his wife, Susan Jane. In the rural heart of Greencastle, Indiana, where her father was a pillar of the farming community, Pearl's life unfolded with the promise and potential characteristic of a small-town dream. She proudly completed her education at Greencastle High School in 1892, earning a reputation for her intelligence and dedication. Brimming with youthful optimism and determination, Pearl embarked on a new chapter, dedicating herself to teaching Sunday school, a testament to her nurturing spirit and commitment to her community. However, the fateful decision she made on January 28, 1896, would cast a long shadow over her promising life. Leaving her family's home under the guise of visiting a friend in Indianapolis, Pearl unknowingly set in motion a series of events that would lead to her demise. Pearl's life took a complicated turn when she entered a romantic relationship with Scott Jackson, a promising 28-year-old dental student at the Ohio College of Dental Surgery. Their secret affair resulted in Pearl's pregnancy, a revelation that would stir the conservative waters of her close-knit community. Determined to avert scandal, Pearl's cousin, Will Wood, reached out to Jackson, pleading for a solution to protect the family's honor. Jackson, with unsettling confidence, assured Wood that he could, quote, fix her, a sinister promise documented in the archives of the Inquirer. The correspondence between Jackson and his accomplice, Alonzo Walling, a 20-year-old fellow student and roommate, revealed a chilling conspiracy. Initially, Walling was led to believe that they were to perform a secret abortion. However, as the plan unfurled, it became clear that Jackson harbored a darker intention, to poison Pearl and stage her death as a tragic suicide. The truth of their vile plot was exposed through the autopsy findings, which revealed a brutal and lethal injection as the cause of Pearl's untimely demise. Whether this lethal dose was meant to terminate her pregnancy or silence her forever remains an unsolved mystery, adding yet another layer of intrigue and horror to this grim tale. On a chilling, fog-laden morning in February of 1896, a 17-year-old farmhand named Johnny Hewling made a discovery that would shock the small town of Fort Thomas, Kentucky. Cutting across the field near the corner of Highland Avenue and Alexandria Pike, a plot owned by his employer, Colonel John Locke, Johnny stumbled upon the lifeless body of a woman. At first glance, he wasn't sure if the woman was dead or merely intoxicated, as the area was known for its discreet encounters between soldiers and local women. Many women came here with soldiers for secret meetings, Johnny later recounted. Finding someone drunk wasn't unusual. Once alerted to the situation, Colonel Locke summoned a deputy sheriff to investigate. Among those who arrived at the scene was coroner Bob Tingley. What they found was beyond anyone's darkest imaginations. A pool of blood suggested a violent struggle had taken place, and when Tingley turned the body over, the grim truth was revealed. The woman had been decapitated. Despite a thorough search of the surrounding area, the woman's head was nowhere to be found. Bloodhounds followed a scent trail to the Covington Reservoir, but even after it was drained, the search yielded no results. The body was taken to Newport for an autopsy, revealing the woman was 5 months pregnant and had cocaine in her stomach, a possible indication of her killer's earlier intentions. Identification of the body was achieved through a meticulous trace of her custom-made shoes from Greencastle, Indiana. The manufacturer's number led authorities to a shoe store and then to Pearl Bryan's family. In a case that captured national attention and became the talk of the era, two promising dental students at the Ohio College of Dental Surgery found their futures irrevocably altered. Scott Jackson, a confident young man with a mind as sharp as his scalpel, was arrested for the brutal murder of Pearl Bryan. His conviction soon implicated his roommate, Alonzo Walling, an enigmatic character whose brooding demeanor masked a pliant nature, easily swayed by Jackson's persuasive charisma. Their trials unveiled a dark narrative of betrayal and deception. Jackson, it seemed, had been entangled in a romance with Bryan for several months. Evidence suggested that on January 31, 1896, Jackson and Walling had lured Bryan to a Cincinnati saloon, slipping cocaine into her drink before ending her life later that night. The presence of cocaine in Bryan's system, confirmed through forensic analysis, painted a damning picture of premeditation. The mystery deepened with the macabre absence of Bryan's head, a grim detail that stoked public fascination and horror. Jackson and Walling offered conflicting accounts, suggesting that her head could be found anywhere from the murky depths of the Ohio River to the sandy stretches of Dayton, Kentucky. Desperate searches around these locales yielded nothing, leading many, including former detective Cal Krim, to speculate that the head met its fiery demise in the furnace of their dental college, a theory that remains unproven to this day. Jackson's trial commenced on April 21st and concluded on May 14, 1896, with Walling's following shortly after, from May 26th to June 18th. Both were found guilty of first-degree murder, their fates sealed with a sentence to hang on March 20th, 1897. The execution was a public spectacle of grim efficiency, marred by the botched initial drop that left both men gasping for life in front of the transfixed audience. This case, widely covered by the press, sparked a national frenzy. Citizens flocked to the crime scene, snatching souvenirs, while the local economy capitalized on the tragedy with Pearl Bryan-themed merchandise. The trials were described as theatrical, dubbed the trial of the century by local papers. Amid the turmoil, Jackson and Walling's final days were marked by fear of vigilante justice. Even during a jailbreak at Newport Jail, the duo remained in their cells, protected by heavy police presence against possible lynching. Their execution was a cautious affair, carefully orchestrated despite the palpable tension and the looming threat of mob violence. Jackson, a man of complex background, stood at the gallows with a defiant air, revealing nothing of Bryan's missing head, despite the promise of clemency for Walling if he confessed. His silence sealed both of their fates, and they faced their end with Jackson maintaining his innocence, casting himself as a victim of circumstance rather than a perpetrator of violence. Walling, less composed, trembled as he faced his doom, his final words a desperate plea of innocence. Yet despite their claims, the execution proceeded, and the gallows behind the Newport Campbell County Courthouse claimed its last victims, etching their story into true crime history. The aftermath of this sensational case left a lasting legacy, immortalizing Bryan's tragic end and the unanswered questions that still haunt those who dig into this unsettling chapter of American history. In Greencastle, Indiana, Pearl Bryan's story remains alive in a hauntingly poignant tradition. Visitors to her grave often leave pennies on her tombstone, a symbolic gesture hoping to reunite her with her missing head on Resurrection Day. Pearl's legacy, as tragic as it is enduring, finds resonance in various cultural expressions. Her gruesome murder inspired numerous folk songs in the 1910s and 1920s, capturing the macabre fascination of the era. American country singer Vernon Dalhart was the first to immortalize her story into a song recorded in 1926. This was followed by Bradley Kincaid's rendition in 1927, aptly titled Pearl Bryan. Folk musicians like Dick Burnett and Leonard Rutherford also lent their voices to this chilling narrative, ensuring Pearl's story transcended oral folklore. Fast forward to 2001, when the melody of Pearl's tale reverberated through the strings of the Crooked Jades, a San Francisco-based folklore band. Their song echoed in the dark corridors of history, reminding listeners of the enduring mystery. Pearl's story has also captivated the paranormal world. An episode of Ghost Adventures dissected the eerie claims of hauntings at Bobby Mackey's Music World, where Pearl Bryan's spirit is rumored to linger. Her tale has become a staple for many paranormal shows, cementing her presence in the supernatural realm. The question that has haunted imaginations for decades remains unanswered. Where is Pearl Bryan's head? Speculation abounds, with some suggesting that it was sold to medical schools, which, during the late 1800s, accepted body parts without question. Others believe it was discarded in an old well recently uncovered in the basement of Bobby Mackey's Music World. The murder of Pearl Bryan is undeniably tragic, filled with layers of deception and betrayal. While Jackson's guilt seems certain, Walling's involvement remains cloaked in ambiguity. Did he merely aid in concealing the crime, or was he complicit from the start? The cold detachment with which Jackson committed such heinous acts, including the murder of an unborn child, raises disturbing questions about his capacity for cruelty. His willingness to sacrifice Walling to the gallows alongside him offers a chilling insight into his character. Ultimately, the full truth may remain forever out of reach, but Pearl's legacy endures. Her story is a testament to the enduring power of human intrigue and the unrelenting quest for justice, a narrative that invites us to ponder the mysteries that lie unsolved. Thank you for listening to tonight's episode of True Crime Sleep Stories. Lock your doors and be careful who you trust. See you next time.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.